It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program that brings us Megan Huffman from Cher Greater Lynchburg. She's in the square down there. And it feels like, doesn't it feel like the old Hollywood squares?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love Paul Lynde. He was the best.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that's not why we're here. Megan joins us each and every Tuesday from Cher Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. And she typically brings us a guest. Today is no exception. Megan, who are our guests today?
Yes, I'm delighted to be with you today, tuning in from Williamsburg, Virginia. We're here today with Jay and Whitney from Old City Cemetery. They're doing some really amazing things over there, and we're just here to feature some summer programming and events that are coming up soon. So welcome to the program, Jay and Whitney.
Hey, guys. Well, welcome, and thank you so much for taking time this morning. Guys, tell us about Old City Cemetery. I've been there a few times, and oddly enough, we actually packed a picnic and went there. And this was when I first got here. And I'm like, a picnic in a cemetery?
Well, it's very quiet.
Yeah, well, it was very, very quiet. and no one was begging for food except for the occasional squirrel. But Jay and Whitney, thank you so much. And tell us about Old City Cemetery.
Well, thanks for having us. And I guess I'll start on this part. We have 27 acres of historic museums and arboretum, but also we are a cemetery. We have a little over 22,000 people buried here, and our headstones begin in about 1806.
Wow.
When we were established. So we do have Revolutionary War soldiers all the way up to the current wars on Iraq and Afghanistan, soldiers that are buried here. So we're excited to be able to share this property with them and be able to help them out and guide them. But also, like you said, you bringing picnics here is just something that we see every day on our grounds, from co-ops and teaching opportunities to people just coming here to think and be able to have a picnic or educate themselves on some of the stuff that we have going on the property.
Well, it is an absolutely gorgeous piece of property, and we really enjoy it. It's a treasure here.
Oh yeah, it's really like a park.
Yeah.
I mean, just a really beautiful place to go and reflect and walk around, and it's a fantastic addition to Lynchburg, and not an addition, but a wonderful place.
So tell us about some of the programs and upcoming events that you guys have.
So actually our first program coming up is going to be this Saturday, which is a medicinal herb tour, and that's in our medicinal herb garden. And that's an opportunity to learn how to identify them, to learn a little bit about the history and how herbs were used then and how they're still used today. So we have a couple of opportunities for that, the first one being Saturday. And then that leads into next week, we have the 48 States Tour coming here. It's Atlas Preservation, and they are the industry lead in old cemetery and headstone preservation, and they're doing a workshop. It's free to the public, open to everyone. It'll be June 5th, so next Wednesday at 9 a.m., and it's a hands-on opportunity to learn how to preserve and restore and clean headstones.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then we understand that you have a bigger event that's coming up in June.
Yeah, June 14th, we are kicking off Lynchburg's Juneteenth festival series. We're excited to have Tony Cam and the Funk Kids come out this year.
Nice.
To join us from 6 p.m. to about 8:30 p.m. Tickets are $10. Get them while you can. They probably won't last. Tony Cam coming out here and doing his thing. We're going to start it a little slow with some jazz and funk, and then I think he's going to get into Tony Cam's norm. If you've seen Tony Cam before, you'll know he knows how to get a crowd going, and we're excited for him to come out. We'll also have vendors, Bistro Brothers, Chef D, Miss Joy with her fabulous treats.
Nice.
We're excited to have them all out, and we plan on having a really great time and having the community come out to see what we have. We're going to have the stage set up and have Tony Cam do his thing.
Nice. And when does that all get kicked off?
It'll get kicked off June 14th at 6 p.m.
Okay, and that's a Friday, I think, right?
It is. It's Friday. We usually do this by kicking it off and celebrating and being able to, you know, have a good time and share history, but, you know, be able to let loose a little bit and show what we're here for.
Jay, where in the cemetery, do you set up the stage?
Well, normally it's up towards our shrub garden, but this year we're going to try something a little bit different. We're going to do it most likely near our train station. Yeah. Because it has kind of natural amphitheater kind of feel to it. So you could bring out your blankets and, you know, enjoy the side, or you can, you know, set up a chair, bring your own lawn chair, or you can use one of the chairs that we have, and it'll be there'll be an area provided down below with a little shade for all of those that want to come out.
That's great.
It's an absolutely beautiful, beautiful piece of property, and I can't think of a better way to celebrate it than to have a concert. This is fantastic.
For sure.
Do you need anything? Do you need volunteers for upcoming events? Do you need folks to help out? What do you guys need?
We're always open to volunteers. We could not do what we do here without them. 27 acres and just a few full-time staff members is not enough, obviously. Yeah. So definitely, if there are interested volunteers, reach out. There's an easy way to access us on the website. And as far as day of stuff, mostly we want people to come out and enjoy it. And so if you want to do that via volunteering, or if you just want to do it as a guest, then please come. You'd be surprised how many people are on the grounds on a daily basis. And yet how many people in Lynchburg have never heard of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I first moved here, we went out and checked it out, and we've, you know, just made it kind of a routine now. And it's a great place to, you know, do anything from reflecting to, you know, just taking in, you know, something that's going on within the community. It's just really, really cool.
It's a wonderful place. So the herb garden thing on Saturday, will the Grateful Dead be playing?
We can arrange that if you would like.
I was just curious.
I mean, and no pun intended or pun intended, the Grateful Dead. See, it's a cemetery.
Yeah. Absolutely. We love our dead here. I will say in June and July, we are also going to do some workshops, some marcotting workshops. And I had no clue what that was, but it's aerial layering. So it's an opportunity to learn how to clone our roses and go home with your very own heirloom rose from our grounds. So there will be more information about that on the website later today. But we're excited about that because our mission here is to educate. That is a portion of our mission, is to educate.
That's so cool. And of course, everybody looks forward to the candlelight tours in October. Yep. That's always a highlight of the year.
Yeah, we started working on that in February.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You can learn more about Old City Cemetery by visiting sharegreaterlynchburg.org. You can find out about, are there still 176 or have we grown?
That's right, 176. And Whitney and I are going to be working on updating all these great things we've talked about on the Share platform by our Thursday newsletter. And you'll see all this written up in newsletter form coming out on Thursday. So you can just click the hyperlinks and get to where you need to go to register or learn more about each of these events that we've talked about today and how to volunteer. So we're grateful that Share Greater Lynchburg is a tool, you know, one-stop shop hub for engagement in our community. And we definitely want to help Old City Cemetery spread the news about all of these wonderful things that they've planned.
Absolutely. And of course, when we say 176, that's the number of nonprofits that have a space on Share Greater Lynchburg. Right. And of all kinds of nonprofits. So it's the place to go if you want to find out anything that's going on with nonprofits in the four surrounding counties and in Lynchburg. A great resource.
Yeah. And if you'd like to volunteer with a particular organization, or if you are looking for a nonprofit organization that kind of goes along with your values, and someplace that you're looking to either spend your time or make a donation or shop, for that organization. You can certainly visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org and find all kinds of opportunities and all kinds of ways that you can connect with our community. Megan is the steward of Share Greater Lynchburg. She's the driving force behind it and around it. And her work is just invaluable.
Yeah, she got it going and keeps it going and is a real force for good with nonprofits in this community.
Well, thank you all. The Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation is our hub and our parent organization, and they've really made it possible to have this great resource. I did want to highlight that the top banner has changed to Summer Camps and Youth Programming because we have consolidated all of our local camps that our nonprofit partners have put onto one page. So if you click that top banner that says Summer Camps and Youth Programs, it'll go to a list of all the different camps happening around our region and places that are really getting kicked off around June 3rd. So originally this was kind of going to be the last week of Lynchburg City Schools, but they gave back a week. So a lot of camps are getting started on June 3rd. So you'll see in our newsletters this week features on different camps that have some spots left. And we want to make sure that our partners are able to, you know, share that and know what's going on. So that's a great resource for you if you're still looking for places for kids and teens to spend some enrichment weeks this summer. We also have a Lunch and Learn coming up this month or in June. It will be at the Jones Memorial Library, and it will also feature the Pierce Street Gateway. And we're working on finalizing that date. We'll have that up soon for engagement. And we also, for the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, will be announcing our Century Fund recipient, which is a $100,000 grant. We'll be announcing all of our spring grants. So about $1 million will be announced in June. All the committees that are involved in that decision-making for those grants and scholarships have been working super hard, and it's all going to be announced probably middle of the month. And so we're really excited about the month ahead.
That is fantastic. So what else are you doing? No, I'm just kidding. That's a lot of work. It really is. So again, visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org or lynchburgfoundation.org for more information. If you are a nonprofit organization and you're not on the Share platform, it is free. So get on there and folks can find you a little bit easier and add to the list, 176 and counting. Well, folks, thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that. Now, did we cover everything? Because I usually ask that before I go into the wrap. But we covered everything. We're good?
Thank you all so much.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks, Whitney.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Megan.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.